This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, as public schools open for the fall, our guest shares ideas for how Wisconsin might be able to close its daunting achievement gap.
First, as growing numbers of Americans cope with dementia and Alzheimer's, a new state task force aims to tackle issues related to prevention, treatment, and care.
Representative Mike Rohrkast of NENA is the chair of the Assembly Speaker's Task Force on Alzheimer's and Dementia. He's a Republican who represents Wisconsin's 55th Assembly District. Representative Rohrkast, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here, and it's an honor to represent this task force and this issue.
Can you talk about the scope of the problem, why the Assembly is focusing on it with this task force?
Sure. Dementia is something that's affecting a growing number of people. It would affect at least well over 100,000 individuals in the state of Wisconsin. And if you want to put it in perspective, probably one out of every seven individuals that's age in their 60s is affected by dementia. As they get into their 80s and people are living much longer, it goes to actually one in three. So this is becoming a very, very significant issue. And we really want to focus on making sure that we protect both those individuals, their families. We want to focus on care and then look at how we can improve services that are being provided for these individuals.
Right. You mentioned that number of people suffering directly from these diseases, and that you've got to include that number of their families whose lives are very much affected by that. So let's start there. What kind of things are you looking for to help caregivers for people dealing with Alzheimer's and other kinds of dementia?
It's a great question, because what's happening with the graying of the population, you're finding that younger adults are now having to care for their parents, and their parents are showing these signs of dementia. So that's causing stress on their lives. They may be trying to raise kids. They're working. We're going to be looking at how can we help employers help caregivers that are actually working, you know, in most businesses that are affected by this every day. I'm a former human resources person in the private sector, and we were seeing this much more frequently than we had in years. And so that means that companies are going to have to be more sensitive to giving people time off, or at least looking at how they can help those individuals and maybe help them still do their jobs, but help care for their aging parents.
I think a lot of families in this situation, it's this unique thing. They feel like maybe they're alone in this, when in fact, as you say, so many families are affected. Are you looking to try to give a toolkit that everybody can reach out and use here?
Absolutely. I think the Department of Health Services, they've done some really great work already. There's a number of training toolkits that are available to the aging and disability resource centers around the states. So I think I don't mean to minimize it, but a matter of marrying some of these organizations up. So getting DHS and the ADRCs to be going out and being more proactive out in the business world, but also to promote their programs. So I think this task force, we can not only address some legislative issues, we can address some new programs, but I think one of the key things is just increasing awareness and hopefully reducing the stigma about talking about dementia issues. There's still a stigma. People relate dementia to mental health and they don't like to talk about it, but we need to be more open about this.
Now, this is a task force, and as I understand how these things work, a lot of times the first step is listening. Who are you going to gather information, to gather insight on these issues?
First off, this is a bipartisan task force. Representative Diane Hesselbein out of the Middleton area is co-chairing this with me, and we have individuals from both the Republican and the Democratic caucuses on the task force. We will be holding a number of public information sessions around the state. The locations and the timing of those is to be determined. The first step is we're getting, with now the summer over, we're going to get the entire task force together and to bring everybody up to speed from an education standpoint as to, and DHS is going to help us with that, Department of Health Services, Kitty Rhodes and her area will help us with that. And then we're going to start to prioritize and to identify areas to take a look at. Again, I think, and I don't want to be prescriptive to the task force, but it's around protection, training, awareness, and looking at other new programs or ones we can expand.
Talking to Representative Mike Rohrkast of NENA, he's chair of the new Assembly Speaker's Task Force on Alzheimer's and Dementia. You just said the word protection. Let's get into this now. Protecting people, mostly senior citizens, dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, and let me give you an example. And I think one of the reasons that they asked me to head this up is I was working on legislation in this area. Several constituents in the Neenah area, which is where I was from, brought an issue to my attention. And it has to do where dementia or Alzheimer's starts to show up in assisted living facilities or CBRFs, the community-based residential facilities. There are certain rules about the disclosure of medications that could be administered to a person with dementia that apply to nursing homes, but don't actually apply to these other organizations. And again, this isn't about prescribing or controlling how doctors do it, but it's more about just ensuring that the family members are aware if there's certain drugs, and some of these are psychotropic type drugs, some heavy-duty medications that sometimes are administered to individuals with dementia.
Now, we've heard on this show in the past about a lack of capacity nationwide, anyway, among the homes and centers you've been talking about. There may be a lot of beds at assisted care centers, but not all of these facilities might be ready to deal with Alzheimer's and dementia and the treatment and extra care that those things required. Is that an issue you're looking at on the task force?
It will be, and I think one of the issues, though, is that we will look at is how do we keep these individuals in their homes or in lesser care facilities longer. In talking with a number of individuals in the healthcare profession, including a chief medical officer in the Neenah area, he thinks that there's tremendous opportunities for increased home care, particularly for seniors. The more that you can keep them in the home, you can deal with their issues to keep them in a familiar setting. You can also see and potentially prevent something from happening because you can see how they're living their daily life. So that's something that I really want to look at, and I think the task force will be interested in as well.
Programs that like that, at least to get started, sound like they could cost some money for the state up front, at least to get them into gear, maybe year-to-year costs. Is the task force going to look at maybe some kind of budget request for these kind of programs?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't have a commitment or a dollar amount, but that, I mean, obviously, I think there's going to need to be some funding. But I don't think it has to be a lot. On that issue, this is more of a training and education and let some of these programs start to work their way in. And there's already a lot of good work that's being done, particularly at the local level. So I think with some seed funding, we may be able to develop some programs that can really take off. The other thing that I think is important to remember, if we can do better on the preventative side, we're going to actually save the state, the individual, the family, tremendous cost in the long run.
So let's get into the prevention angle now. I know that's another part of the scope of the task force. What sort of issues are you looking at when it comes to prevention?
I think one of the things, and we're going to use the UW system to help us with research on this, is what are some of the predictors so that we can identify those groups that may be most presupposed to dementia issues, and then look at ways to mitigate that earlier in their life so we can start on treatment programs, because there are some ways to minimize the impact of dementia, but you have to treat it early.
I understand there's some existing legislation, a bill in the legislature that would require hospitals to provide training to caregivers when patients dealing with dementia are discharged. AARP backs this, the Wisconsin Hospital Association against the bill. Will your task force comment on current legislation like that or just look at future recommendations?
I mean, we're still in the process of getting together, but absolutely, we'll take a look at that and try to understand why it was promoted by one organization and there were concerns by another. We'll take a look at it and see if we should move it forward.
A lot of times when we hear issues in our state legislature and around the nation, too, it's Republicans versus Democrats. Is this the kind of thing you expect you're going to find common ground and actually accomplish something when all is said and done?
Well, that's when they asked me to do it, that was my objective, is I want to get some results in this. This isn't a partisan issue. I mean, Alzheimer's, dementia, these issues affect everybody. And this is a great example of where I think the state legislature can come and work together. It's an area that I've got passion about. Representative Hesselbein has passion about. And we feel that we can make some progress and help the residents of the state of Wisconsin.
And do you have a timeline when you're hoping to have some recommendations recommendations ready to get out on the floor and vote on?
We hope to have these done by the end of the calendar year, so we'll work into the fall and in the early winter, and hopefully bringing any the significant recommendations forward in January, February.
And maybe this is too early, but I'm sure some of our listeners might have insight on this, either in their personal lives or their professional lives. Is there a way that people can reach out to the task force?
Absolutely. We will be having a website up. We don't have it up yet, but we will have a website up, and they can send me comments, Representative Mike Rorcast or Representative Diane Hesselbein. You can look it up on the Wisconsin legislative website, and we would be happy to hear your comments. And if you want to get on my mailing or Representative Hesselbein, I'm sure that that would be possible too. I do biweekly updates that I'll be talking about this on a regular basis.
Representative Rorcast, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on this important issue.
That was Representative Mike Rorcast from Neenah. He's the newly appointed chair of the Speaker's Task Force on Alzheimer's and Dementia.